It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is some reported progress using blood plasma from recovered COVID-19 patients to help treat those who are sick with it. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Researchers think antibodies in that plasma, once delivered to sick patients via blood transfusion, boost their ability to fight the virus. Chris Chiarallo, a doctor from Denver Health, was hospitalized at University Hospital with life-threatening vital signs and lab results. As his condition got worse, he volunteered to be given the plasma. He says he soon started getting better.
I would be willing to bet my last 4 rolls of toilet paper and my half a bottle of Purell that I would have ended up in the ICU a day or two had I not gotten that medication.
Chiarallo avoided going on a ventilator and was released from the hospital last week. The approach seems to work best early in hospitalization. Research on the treatment continues both in Colorado and nationally. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado hospitals hope a return to elective surgeries and other procedures will help with their finances. When the COVID crisis hit in March, hospitals shut down the procedures, which are a major source of revenues. They restarted last week, but the Colorado Hospital Association predicts the state's hospitals could lose more than $3 billion by the end of the year. The group's Kara Welch.
This is a significant financial impact on all Colorado hospitals, and it will threaten the survivability of some.
Hospitals are receiving federal relief money, but Welch says the money allotted so far will only restore about a quarter of the losses. This past weekend saw record warm weather for parts of Colorado. The National Weather Service says Alamosa hit 79 degrees Sunday. That tied the record high set in 1943, and it makes 8 consecutive days of record high temperatures set or tied in Alamosa. Today's forecast high is 76 degrees in Alamosa with high fire danger this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.